country. That has been the ingredient for Rutgers with their better teams. And even this, it's been an up and down year, but you really got to work at the score, don't you?
You're going to have to. The thing that's going to come up if Wisconsin struggles is because they're taking early shots in the shot clock. You've got to make Rutgers work as far as how you're handling, what actions you're running at them. They're not going to break down. I thought against Michigan last game out, Wisconsin could have got Michigan to break down. That's not going to happen with Rutgers. So you've got to work it for a good shot because they're not going to give you any easy shots.
So we've been on the road now most of this week. You tired of us yet? Are you doing all right?
Oh, I'm fantastic. The only thing I'm disappointed with is there hasn't been any cookies at Michigan or Rutgers.
That has been a stunning development.
It really has. That's been the biggest thing.
But I think our ability to adapt, adjust, and overcome and find other ways to put a lot of calories.
Oh, I've done that. Know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a challenging week in that regard. Haven't really been able to get in those workouts like we normally do.
I brought all the workout gear, though.
I know. Well, it'll go home clean.
They
so
are
you got
clean.
That going for you.
That's right.
This is one of the really good atmospheres, and I guess we say this a lot when you go on the road, although Michigan is not one of those, and Penn State necessarily not one of those. It's just the design of the building, for one thing, but you know, it's always a vocal crowd, always a little East Coast salty. Nothing wrong with that. And Rutgers does have a knack for knocking off ranked teams. They've done that with some degree of regularity.
They do, but what I'm surprised about is it's 12 o'clock here, 11 o'clock back home. But the amount of cocktails coming up the stairs is amazing.
It's pretty impressive, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, they're not small ones by any means. So, yeah, I thought maybe it might be a good time, a noon tip. Like, Jersey might relax a little bit.
No,
the beverages are flowing. We're going to be yelled at a bunch of different things.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready for it.
Yeah, it's not just a Wisconsin thing.
No,
you know,
it's not.
Having a few before noon.
Nope.
Yeah, it's the famous Jimmy Buffett line. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. And walking right to our left right now, it's definitely 5
mean,
o'clock.
Yeah. Double-fisted and everything. I mean, it wasn't just one. I mean, it's 12:01.
Here we go. Jeffrey Anderson, Courtney Green, Andy O'Brien, your officials. Yes, high knees alert. Jeffrey Anderson on the call. And if you don't know what we're talking about, just look up a Twitter account. You're going to see him go up and down the floor. There's knees beat up high. He's ready to go. Also very respected with the whistle. Cliff Amore and Steven Crow to jump center. Toss and tap to Rutgers. Scarlet Knights move to our right. We are underway as Jamichael Davis throws to Derek Simpson. All the ball high on the left. And an inside beat. Amore slam dunk. Jeremiah Williams to Cliff Amore. And a loud start for Rutgers. Now Wisconsin will move to our left. Tyler Wall with Mawat Nag on him. Chucky Hepburn to the front court. As the Badgers set up shop. You got Jeremiah Williams checking A.J. Storr right now. Now they'll switch out of that. With the ball is Wall high on the right. Bounces to Klesmet. Posting on Derek Simpson. Backing right block. Turns. Tries to split a double team. Kicks it out to Storr. Fakes the three. Jump stop left elbow and threw it away. Wanted Wall picked up by Simpson. A bounce to Mawat Nag. Runs to the rim. The layup is good. It counts and a foul on Klesmet. And this is about as bad in the first 46 seconds as you could come up with for Wisconsin.
And we talked about being and getting off to a good start. First, it started with a back screen for a lob. Guards got to help in that situation. Offensively, they did a good job of working the clock, but then it results in a turnover. Anytime you turn that ball over, it lets Rutgers get out in what? Transition. That's what you needed to stop. Not only do they get out in transition, they score and an and-one opportunity.
Klesmet the foul, Mag at the line. Free throw is good, a three-point play, and very quickly it's 5-0 Rutgers, and they're picking up Wisconsin in the backcourt. It's Chucky Hepburn against Mawat Nag on the dribble to the middle. Now picked up the dribble, and a 10-second is the Badgers not even close to breaking the mid-strike.
And this is what Rutgers is going to do. What Meg and what he brings, he is not talked about nearly enough throughout the league in what he does, but I think he is so important to this Rutgers team.
Here's Jeremiah Williams against A.J. Storr, high screen Amore. Williams pull-up jump right of the lane is good. They get 7-0 Rutgers. A little more than a minute gone by, and Rutgers just really getting after Wisconsin. In the first minute plus, full-court press continues. Inbounds pass to Max Klesmet. Loops at the wall, breaking the mid-stripe. Wall getting heat Pressure from behind. It's Simpson knocking it away. Went off of Wall. And yet another turnover as it goes out of bounds. Three turnovers. We're not a minute and a half in. And Greg Gard is going to be in danger of needing to use a timeout here before the first media break up the floor. From the Scarlet Knights and Derek Simpson, the sophomore, gives it Jeremiah Williams up top. Williams against Storr, kicks it to Mag, right corner, dribbles to the wing. A lot Mag, isolated on Wall, now right elbow, whistles a pass to Jamichael Davis. Now it's Simpson against Hepburn, 10 on the shot clock. As Simpson takes it up top near the mid-stripe. Now pulls up, foul line jumper, too long, no good. Hepburn the rebound, and that's the first miss for Rutgers. After making the first three shots. 2 minutes in, 7-0 Rutgers. Steven Crowell, a handoff to Klesman. Max finds Wall, and his pass intended for Storr is deflected out of bounds by Simpson. Wisconsin keeps it with 17 to shoot.
Offensively, the biggest adjustment, don't turn it over. Wisconsin hasn't even been allowed to touch the post or do any of that right now. You've got to make sure you get a possession and get a shot up.
Storr sideline left, inbounds to Hepburn. Chucky against Williams, and now Mag, a bounce to Wall, turns to Klesman on the right side. Max picked up the dribble, bounce past the Wall, right of the lane, kicked it out to Max, flips a three right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound back tapped from Crowell to Hepburn. Second chance for Wisconsin. Now off the Crowell screen, Hepburn kicks to Klesman, now throws to Storr, right corner three, around it out, no good. Amori the rebound. 2.5 minutes gone by, 7-0 Rutgers. Jeremiah Williams off the Omori screen. Storr trying to work over it. Williams throws it to Michael Davis. Pull up baseline right jumper. Good. Make it 9-0 Rutgers. 2:40 gone by. Here's Tyler Wall for Wisconsin. The crowd into it early. Storr high in the right, beats Chucky Hepburn, dribbles off the right wing. He's in the lane. Turnover is taken away. Here comes Amori. Crowell is back. Amori, Euro step in the lane, up left hand short. Crowell secures the rebound for Wisconsin. Now Wall, a lead feed to Storr, off the right wing. Got tied up by Davis, got it back, lifted up and in with the left hand. And finally, the Badgers are on the board.
It all started because Steve Cole got back in transition to force the bad shot by Amori.
9-2 Rutgers, 16:45 left first half. Simpson against Hepburn. Simpson left-hand dribble, throws to Jeremiah Williams. Storr defending him. Williams wants a screen from Amori. Gets it, moves to his left. Slips it into Amori in the lane, 10-footer, good. Cliff Amori with four, it's 11-2 Rutgers. 3.5 minutes gone by. Lesbitt up the floor, left side for Wisconsin. Turns down the Crowell screen off the left wing in the lane, throws it up, knocked away. It comes down to Derek Simpson. On the run is Simpson. Badgers trying to get back. Mag pull-up jump right of the lane. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Wall. 16-10 left first half. 11-2 Rutgers. Tyler Wall on the dribble, left side of the front court. Throwing to Klesman. He turned down the three. He'll feed A.J. Storr, throwing to Hepburn, dribbles off the right wing. Chucky, one pump, two pumps in the lane, out to Klesman, tries a three left of the circle, good. Max Klesman makes it 11-5, Rutgers, a little more than 4 minutes in.
And Max gave up an early three. There was dribble penetration to the point, kick out for a better three. That's really good offense there.
The ball is Omori at the top. Hands off to Jeremiah Williams in the lane. The runner, back iron, no good. Rebound, Crowell is able to secure it. And up the floor comes Tyler Wall for Wisconsin. Wall on the dribble to the line, down the lane, up around Mag, blocked by Amori, out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what's of value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 15:25 left in the first half. Rutgers at 11, Wisconsin 5. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Get your home ready for big game get-togethers. Now, during Menards Super Sale, save big on party supplies, including folding tables and chairs, grills, slow cookers, party cups, plates, tableware, and trash bags, plus super deals on food and beverages. Choose from assorted varieties of lots of matzo pizzas, two for just $11. Assorted flavors of 16-ounce Snapple just $4.99 for a six-pack. Score big savings now during Menards Super Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, We really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
And a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make the next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. A poor start, to say the least, for the Badgers. We have 15:25 left in the first half. They settled a little bit. It's Rutgers 11, Wisconsin 5.
You look at Rutgers, 19th in the nation as far as causing turnovers on 21% of the possessions when they're on defense. Wisconsin, 4 turnovers. A lot of it is because they're just not being physical enough right now, Matt. They've got to attack. They're not going to get any calls. You never get calls on the road, especially here in Rutgers. You got to play through it.
Chucky Hepburn will inbound into A.J. Store, right corner. Nolan Winter, Connor Resegian on the floor now for the Badgers, along with Tyler Wall. Here's Store off the right wing of the lane, glides it up and in off the window. Store with 4. It's 11-7 Rutgers. I mentioned the Badgers starting to settle here a little bit as Rutgers blitz them off the opening tip. Gavin Griffiths in the game, throwing to Emmanuel Obole. He was questionable, but obviously good to go. Here's Simpson off the right elbow. Beats Gavin Griffiths on the right-hand dribble against Connor Resegian. Griffiths backing him in the lane. Pushed it up off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound tipped. Gathered by Wall. Another stop for Wisconsin. Down 4. 14:50 left in the half. Winter feeds Resegian out high. Starts a pass to Store. Left wing. He'll launch a 3. It's off the back iron. No good. Jamichael Davis the rebound. Davis up the middle, throwing to Simpson. Right foul line extended pull-up jumper is off the rim. Top of the glass, tipped in the air. Obole gathers. Baseline left, he is a big man. Manuel Obole, 6'10", had the ball knocked loose, and it goes into the hands of Tyler Wall. 5.5 minutes gone by, 11-7 Rutgers. It's Hepburn high on the right, going to Nolan Winter. It's Chucky Hepburn creating that turnover. Here's Store, baseline left, knocked away. Foul is called. Store with the take. Getting fouled on the drive, and that's Andre Hyatt, who just checked in, 6'6 senior. That'll be his first foul, and the first on Rutgers.
And that's where A.J. driving baseline gets this Rutgers defense. They're one of the best in the country to do it, number 2 overall as far as defense efficiency. And that drive is there. That help side is going to be there. You don't have that with every team. Obviously, foul was called on that possession, but there's going to be a lot more hands that are going to come into the paint area than most teams at AJC, even in the Big East last year. Like, this Rutgers team is just different.
AJ hits the first free throw. Max Klesmet and Carter Gilmore in for Wisconsin. Hepburn and Wall sit down. It's 11-8 Rutgers, 14-14 left in the first half. Second free throw for Store, airborne and good. And despite the really bad start for Wisconsin, they have been in the process of righting the ship. It's now 11-9 Rutgers. We're not quite 6 minutes in. Jamichael Davis off the Obole screen. Feeds high. Tries a 3 right side. Off the rim and out. No good. Is Siegen the rebound for Wisconsin. Rutgers shoots less than 30% from the three-point line coming into this game. Carter Gilmore, top of the circle, throws to Siegen. He'll step back. Snaps off the 3 left side. That's off the back iron and out. Jamichael Davis clears for Rutgers. Davis feeds Gavin Griffiths right side. Now to Hyatt. Rotates Jeremiah Williams. Takes the dribble to the top of the key. Now right elbow. Inside feed of Bowling. Knocked away by Gilmore and out of bounds to Rutgers. Good play by Gilly.
Well, that's what Wisconsin's doing in the high pick and roll. They're playing the cat and mouse game. Understanding when I got to go and when I got to sink to the weak side because I've already been beat. Little small adjustment that they're doing there. Good job and good hands by Gilly.
Emmanuel Aboli will check out. Cliff Amore is back in. His inbounding baseline left is Davis to Amore. Hands off Jeremiah Williams. The free throw line inside feed. Amore catches low on the right layup. Good. It counts. And Klesman fouls him in the process. And that's two fouls on Max Klesman here in the early minutes.
Well, it's two on Max. And most importantly, when you have a big that's as athletic as Cliff Amore, you can't lose contact. Whether that's the big or whether it's a switch on the guard and the guard sits in the lap. But anytime you lose contact, you're not winning the battle.
Yep.
Out trying to jump Cliff Amore. So you've got to continue to maintain contact on him.
Klesman comes out as Hepburn is in. Amore with 6 points already. The free throw is good. He's only a 59% free throw shooter, but that stroke was straight through. 14-9 Rutgers as Rutgers puts on the full court press again. Carter Gilmore on the dribble against Jamichael Davis. Gilmore brings it across half court. Had it ripped away by Jeremiah Williams. He's on the floor. Shovels it to Davis. Feeds Griffiths low on the right. Layup is good. And again, the Badgers guilty of the turnover. And Rutgers makes them pay. And it's 16-9 the Scarlet Knights. 13-10 left in the half. Storr left side of the front court. A.J. pull up foul line jumper. And that clip, the left side iron, no good. And a whistle, and play is stopped as there's an injury. Is leaving the floor is Jeremiah Williams. He was shaken up, and he is very gingerly making his way toward the Rutgers locker room area.
And that shot by AJ is just tough because what you're trying to get, Rutgers trying to speed you up. That's exactly what happened there. And it's just not a good shot.
Noah Fernandes in the game now. He's on the dribble against Hepburn. Feeds Andre Hyatt, right wing, a pass to Griffiths. Long three over Marcus Silver, right of the circle, no good. Steven Crowell, the rebound. 12:45 left in the half, 16-9 Rutgers. Tyler Wall hands off to Asijan. Quick pass to Steven Crowell. Gets it to Hepburn against Fernandes. Chucked to the top of the arc. Picked up the dribble, finds the Asijan off the screen, open three, right wing, off the rim, no good. And a rebound to Noah Fernandes of Rutgers. Ahead it goes to Jamichael Davis. He'll hit the brakes right wing. His feed intended for Amore. Knocked away Hepburn, and then goes into the hands of Marcus Silver. So there's Chucky again helping create the turnover. Tyler Wall takes the handoff to Asijan, dribbles low on the right, goes up, knocked away Amore, comes down to Hyatt. 12-10 left in the half, 7-point lead Rutgers. Fernandes feeds Hyatt outside left against Tyler Wall. Hyatt takes it to the top of the circle. Gets it to Gavin Griffiths. He'll take it to the free throw line. Kick it out to Hyatt. Tries three left side. Bangs off the iron. No good. Crowell the rebound. 11:50 left in the half. 16-9 Rutgers. Hepburn turns down the Crowell screen. On the left wing is Chucky. Bounces the Crowell high on the left. Rotates the wall. Flip to Asijan on the right side. Connor on the dribble. Curls around a wall screen. Almost did lose the handle, but he was fouled. I think that was Fernandes who got him. And that'll be his first. Now we're at the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us research program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:38 left in the first half. Rutgers 16, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 11:38 left in the first half. Rutgers 16, Wisconsin 9. Butchie, what do the Badgers need to do on the offensive end?
Well, right now, offensively, the biggest thing that they've done is the ball stuck around the perimeter way too much. This is a team that has gone to the post a lot and dominated points in the paint. Right now, they're being outscored 12-4, which, okay, you can play the numbers and realize, you know, it is what it is, but they're not, like, there's not even an attempt being made to get the ball in the post right now. And that's one of the things right now, to me, that shows it's a settle. You have to continue to do what you do well and what you've done so well. Now, a lot of that also is because you've turned the ball over five times. You haven't been able to get any rhythm on the offensive end.
Yeah, six of the 12 shot attempts for Wisconsin have been threes. Marcus Silver, Isaac Lindsay, Chucky Hepburn, Tyler Wall, and Stephen Crow, the five on the floor. John Blackwell, just checking us out, not available here today. And the inbounds pass goes to Hepburn, outside right. 1-3-1 look from Rutgers right now. Tyler Wall on the dribble in the lane, stops, bounces to Lindsay left wing. Isaac brings it back out high as Rutgers now mans up defensively. Shot clock at five. Hepburn left-hand dribble. A step back long two on the way is short, no good. Rebound, Derek Simpson. Up the floor for Rutgers. A feed to Hyatt right of the lane. Goes to the goal. Layup good. First points for Hyatt. Make it 18-9 Rutgers. 7-point run for the Scarlet Knights.
And a tough shot leads to an easy run out.
Hepburn outside right. Throwing to Crow top of the circle. A bounce to a curling Lindsay, and that's stolen away. Amore comes up with it. Six turnovers for Wisconsin now. Noah Fernandes, right foul line extended. Throws to Hyatt. Rotates Simpson. A pass from Mawat Nag on the left wing. They'll toss it back out to Simpson. Rutgers will set the floor. 10:45 left in the half. 18-9 Rutgers. A throw to Mag on the dribble left wing. Backing down on Tyler Wall. Backing mid-post left. Pivots, fades, flips. Back rim, out no good. Crow the rebound for Wisconsin. Crow with six boards now for the Badgers. Here's Tyler Wall. Leave it at the Crow between the circles. Now on the dribble to the right side. A pass for Hepburn. A shot fake for three. Slip to pass it to Crow. One dribble over the right. Slam dunk. Count it. And a foul. Yes, sir. Big Stevie with the dunk. And fouled in the process.
And that is what Wisconsin needs to get to. A little side pick and roll action. Chucky with the pocket pass. Gets it to Stephen Crawl. And he goes up and finishes through the contact. What do you do against shot blockers? You keep going at them. And that's exactly what Stephen Crawl just did there.
Well, at the free throw line. And the free throw is good. So a three-point play. He made the dunk, right? He got the score at 18-12. It should be 18-14, shouldn't it?
No, it was 18-9. That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay, 18. You're right. 18-12. Rutgers out in front with the ball is Noah Fernandes. Just trying to help Wisconsin. Just trying to cheat, get him a couple of.
And we need all, at all, this point all offensively, no yeah. question.
Here's Simpson going through the lane, left to right, kick out to Hyatt. Hyatt. To the free throw line, spins around Store, layup no good, Crow the rebound, outlet to Store. AJ on the run to the line, a bump, a play on, and they will get, is it a block, is it a charge? They'll say a block, and Steve Peichel begs to differ. Derek Simpson was trying to get back defensively, and boy, it looked like AJ might have been initiating there, but we won't complain.
We won't complain. I'm just going to say this. Courtney Green is not well-liked right now here.
No, he's not. Nope.
He's well liked by me, though.
18 to 12 Rutgers, 9:53 left in the first half. Hepburn baseline left, inbounds to Storr on the left wing. Throws it out to Crowell. Stevie walks the dribble out between the arcs. Crowell with a handoff to Hepburn, quickly turns the corner and lobbed it to no one. They were looking for Crowell to slip to the bucket. That didn't happen. Little miscommunication there, and the Badgers turn it over again.
No, what happened is Rutgers, their guard, came across, and I didn't see who it was, but he hit Big Steve real, just like you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
On a really good defensive team. Nothing easy going to the basket.
18 to 12 Rutgers. 9:35 left in the first half. Amore at the top. Hands off to Fernandez. He'll try three straight on, straight in. And now Greg Gard will use a timeout as the Badgers find themselves down by 9 points yet again. This will be a 30 with 9:28 left in the first half. 21 to 12. Rutgers leading Wisconsin. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. The first made three for Rutgers, now one of four from downtown.
And right now we talked about not having John Blackwell, not having Kamari McGee. Some other players are in there that did not necessarily foul the way you're supposed to guard that down screen. Didn't trail it, tried to went under it. All of a sudden, Fernandez is able to bang that three just because it's a lack of really playing time for some of the guys that got put in.
Five on the floor for Wisconsin. Hepburn, Asijan, Storr, Wall, and Crowell. Mag, Simpson, Fernandez, Jeremiah Williams back in there for Rutgers along with Cliff Amore. 9:28 left first half. 21-12 Rutgers. Three quarters pressure for the Scarlet Knights. Badgers get it across half court. Stephen Crowell between the arcs. He'll flip it to Tyler Wall. Goes left side of Asijan. Drives baseline. Flipped it up right hand and in. Good take from Connor Asijan for his first points today.
Something going to the basket, man.
Yes.
Right? Like, you know, you're not settling. You're attacking. Rutgers, they attack you. You attack them back.
21-14 Rutgers. 9 minutes left till halftime. Cliff Amore on the left wing. He'll throw it to Fernandez around the screen. Works to the left elbow against Asijan. Now it's Jeremiah Williams with the shot clock at 10. Williams versus Storr between the arcs. Amore the high screen. Storr works around it. Here's Williams in lane. Tough shot blocked by Crowell, but Amore is there to clean it up low on the right. And it's an easy money bucket for Cliff Amore. And now Simpson really trying to deny Chucky Hepburn. And Wall throws it away right to Mag down the lane to the rim. Layup no. Wall to rebound. Badgers dodge one. Here's Asijan. Cross court to Storr. AJ off the right wing. In the paint. Couple of pumps. Goes up and in. After all of that mess, it's 23-16 Rutgers, 8:20 left in the first half.
The good thing offensively, Wisconsin's attacking. They're getting the ball in the paint finally a little bit here.
10 paint points for Wisconsin now. Mag top of the circle for Rutgers. Mag throwing to Amore, left of the wheel. Gives off to Fernandez, feeds Jeremiah Williams. He flips it to Simpson and a whistle. Illegal screen here coming up against Rutgers. It's on Mawat Mag. It'll be his first.
Rutgers offensively has not been good this year. However, they've got 23 points. They're scoring the ball a couple of different ways. What that does when Rutgers is scoring, it allows them to get this press on. And we have not seen Wisconsin handle this press well at all early on in this game.
8 turnovers for Wisconsin. Press continues as Gilmore gets it across. And he then stepped back over the midstripe. And there is turnover number 9 for Wisconsin as we hit the under 8 media timeouts. It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Today, 7:54 left in the first half. Rutgers 23, Wisconsin 16. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC, 7:54 left in the first half. Rutgers 23, Wisconsin 16. The Badgers are very fortunate to only be down by 7 right now. Here the ball is Jeremiah Williams. At the free throw line, leaning, shooting, and the Badgers now down by 9 as the leaner is good for Williams.
And we can't even talk about the defensive adjustments yet because it's all about the 9 turnovers. Connor's, that's got to be cleaned up first.
Yeah, Connor sees it on the dribble and almost turned it over again. Got across half court, lobs a pass off the store, off the right wing, got tied up by Ebole, and the deflection goes out of bounds to Wisconsin.
This is what makes the rack so hard. I played a game here, and I've called numerous games here. You're not going to get a foul call. They're ultra aggressive. You got to play through contact.
Got to match it. And now it's passers. Chucky Hepburn off the right elbow. Feeds Marcus Silver on the floor for the Badgers now. AJ Store, left wing. Drives baseline on Fernandes. Goes to the rim. Reverse layup. Good. It counts in a foul. AJ Store using that athleticism. And a quick burst to the bucket. 25-18 Rutgers.
Offensively, Wisconsin's starting to find a little bit of chemistry when they don't turn the ball over. But it's because they're attacking the paint. Connor Asijan, AJ, all those guys have attacked.
AJ Store with 10 points here in this first half. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. And they get 3 of 3 as he converts on the 3-point play. Jeremiah Williams on that foul a moment ago. Here's Derek Simpson. Left the lane. Hepburn with the steal. Left corner. Saves it to score. Chucky Hepburn with the pilfer. 7:05 left in the half. 25-19 Rutgers. Hepburn throwing to Marcus Silver. Rotates to Store. High on the left. Store right now with Mawat Mag on him. A throw to Asijan. Steps up. Long 2 and away. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Williams the rebound for Rutgers. Jeremiah Williams gliding to the front court. Right lane line. Up in traffic. Good.
And that's what he gives to this team that this team hasn't had.
He has 6, 27-19 Rutgers. 6:38 left in the first half. With the ball is Marcus Silver outside right. Beats Asijan for 3, right side, good. There you go. Connor Asijan, his first 3 of the game. 27-22 Rutgers, 6:25 left in the half.
2 of 7 from 3.
Derek Simpson through the center circle to the front court. Hepburn trying to get into him. A throw to Fernandes, outside right, Ebole the screen. Pass for Mawat Mag. He's with Silver. Mag probes, retreats, feeds Ebole. He's against Nolan Winter. Ebole, mid-post right, now to Fernandes. Long 3, left of the circle is good. Noah Fernandes, a 28% three-point shooter, has hit 2 threes. Timeout taken by Steve Peichel, a 30-second timeout. With 6 minutes left in the first half, 30-22, Rutgers. mentioned, Rutgers does not shoot the three well, but Fernandes, you wouldn't know that he's less than a 30% shooter, banging a couple of triples here in this first half.
No, but it's amazing how this goes, man. You give him one because defensively you don't follow the rules, and now all of a sudden a guy starts to feel a little bit more comfortable. And that's what you saw there. Now you see Rutgers with the timeout, Coach Pikel with the timeout. Defensively, look for a couple of adjustments there. I think Wisconsin's gotten really comfortable against Rutgers' defense when they've been able to break the press and not turn it over. I look for Coach Pikel to change it. He does this a lot when he feels like a team has kind of broken it down. The next wave comes and the little adjustments. Coach Pikel really good on that side of the ball.
5-4 for Wisconsin. Asijan, Hepburn, Ilver, Storr, and Winter. Rutgers will be applying the press again. They got you, Michael Davis, Derek Simpson, Andre Hyatt, Jeremiah Williams, and Emmanuel Aboli. The three-quarter press is on as A.J. Storr throws to Hepburn on the left side of the backcourt. Chucky moving to the middle across the mid-stripe on the right side of the feed for A.J. Storr. Now the Badgers go into the offense. Hepburn against Davis, turning down the Winter screen. Chucky drives the lane and try to shovel it to Ilver. A foul is called here against Rutgers, and it's on Hyatt. That will be his second. And team foul number 7. They were signaling as though they were going to call that a shooting foul when he would look to me like he was looking to that. Now they change. There's a 1-1.
1-1. Yep. Yeah. And I think that just shows the Chuck getting to the paint, putting pressure on it.
Run in is good for Hepburn. First point for Chucky today as Tyler Wall will come in for Ilver. 30-23 Rutgers with 5:44 left in the first half. Second free throw coming up for Hepburn. Eyes the rim, he'll send it, and it's straight through. So the Badgers back to within 6. Rutgers is led by as many as 9 on multiple occasions in this first half. Davis outside left, throwing to Williams, high on the left, around an Aboli screen. Williams drives the lane up around Nolan Winter. No good. Tipped up. No. Rebound. Aboli had it, and Asijan started to take it away, but he stepped out of bounds. There's still good active hands from Connor Asijan.
Well, that's what happens when you play the coverage. You can see exactly what it is. Williams drove. The ball was up. No one was in the laps of Aboli. He got the rebound, but Connor comes in and digs out. Really good.
Derek Simpson baseline left inbounds pass to Hyatt. Open three left. Corner is good, and he was wide open off the screen, and it's back to a 9-point lead for Rutgers.
And it was a moving screen, but you got to get over.
Yeah, you do. 5:15 left in the first half. 33-24 Rutgers. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. High screen from Winter. Chucky will use it. Moving to his right. Aboli gets him on the switch. Now Winter top of the key. Dribbles to the left elbow and walked to the ball. Yet another Wisconsin turnover. Steven Crow will come in for Winter. 33-24 Rutgers with 5:03 left in the first half. It has been all Rutgers here through the first 15 minutes. Derek Simpson will bring it up with the Scarlet Knights. Simpson hands off to Davis. They weave it and a handoff to Hyatt. Throwing to Jeremiah Williams high on the left around a screen from Aboli. And Williams steps back, mid-range jumper, right foul line extended, no good. Hepburn the rebound, he'll turn and go. Chucky up the right sideline of the front court. Takes it off the right wing, he'll flip it to Storr, left wing. Storr against Williams, he's inside to Steven Crow. Crow backing on a bully. Shakes, turns, left shoulder turn, up right hand, no good. Rebound fought for and gathered by Jeremiah Williams of Rutgers. 4:27 left in the half. 9-point lead Rutgers, and a whistle. Illegal screen as Tyler Wall got rocked. That was Emmanuel Aboli who hit Tyler as they sprung Hyatt loose. But Aboli picks up his first foul.
Oh, but what did Tyler do that time versus last time? He fought through it, and he's going to pick up the offensive foul. There's two moving screens on back-to-back possessions.
That's 260 pounds of Emmanuel Aboli. 6'10", making his third game back, playing in his third game, coming off an ACL injury. On the backcourt is A.J. Storr, gets to the front court, beats a siege in left corner, three on the way, short, no good, and they'll get Crow trying to back tap, and he is called for the foul. That'll be his first. 4:13 left in the half, 33-24 Rutgers. As Asijan will come out as Isaac Lindsay back in for Wisconsin.
A little bit of a quick shot there.
Yeah.
Just understanding time and score. Mm-hmm. Rutgers is on a run. Slow him down.
Derek Simpson walks in front court, throwing to Jeremiah Williams, left-hand dribble to the right elbow. Moves into the lane, throws it out to Mag on the right wing, tossed it to Williams. Stephen Crowell defending the 6'4 Jeremiah Williams. A screen from Cliff Amore. Wall gets him on a switch. They go inside Amore. Right block, fades in the lane, fires, miss. Rebound Wall for Wisconsin. Outlet to Chucky Hepburn. Left side of the front court is Hepburn. Chucky throws the Wall at the top. Flips it to A.J. Storr outside right. Storr on the dribble. Penetrates in the lane. Glides it. Flips it right hand. Good. Two more for A.J. Storr, doing what he can to keep Wisconsin in this thing. 33-26 Rutgers. 3:25 left in the first half. Jeremiah Williams holds it and sets the floor. Throwing to Derek Simpson outside left against Hepburn. A handoff to Davis. He's with Lindsay. A toss for Amore, gets it back to Jamichael Davis. And Simpson left side, rotates to Mag, left corner three in the air, is off the rim, no good. Rebound Hepburn for Wisconsin. Lead feed Storr. A.J. outside left against Williams, will toss it back to Hepburn as the Badgers run the offense, down seven with 2:55 left in the half. High screen Crowell, Chucky probes, feeds Crowell top of the circle. He'll send it to A.J. Storr, left point. Tossed it to Crowell, top of the circle. Turns it to Hepburn on the right wing. Chucky around the Crowell screen. Curls, top of the arc, goes to Storr. Five to shoot. Deep three, A.J. It clipped the rim, no good, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Rutgers as we have a timeout for the under four media. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at anfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. We'll step away, 2:35 left in the first half. Rutgers 33, Wisconsin 26. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
2 minutes, 35 seconds left in the first half. Rutgers 33, Wisconsin 26. Still kind of amazing. The Badgers are only down by 7 points. 10 first-half turnovers. Points off turnovers, but you 12-2 in favor of Rutgers.
That's what they've been able to do, is get out in transition because of the errors of Wisconsin. Offensively, Wisconsin's already taken 9 3-point attempts of the 23 shots. When they stopped settling early, 6 of those were early on in the game. Then all of a sudden, they get the ball, they drive. They put themselves in the bonus. They're finding a way to fight themselves back into this. Now, you look at it, just stop turning the ball over.
Yeah, it has been one mistake after another, but gonna hang in there here with 2:35 left in the first half. 33-26 Rutgers as Derek Simpson will bring it up. Hepburn out there with it. Lindsey, Storr, Wall, and Crow also on the floor for the Badgers. Malat Mag hands off to Jamichael Davis, high on the left. A feed for Simpson at the top. Simpson, right of the paint, inside feed. Mag low on the left, and the layup is good. 35-26 Rutgers, 2:17 left of the break.
And the guards need to get into the paint. I think Rutgers bang a couple threes against you.
Storr left wing, AJ baseline left, push it up in traffic, and it goes into the hands of Stephen Crow, who gets the bucket,
and one. Absolutely.
Jeffrey Anderson on the call as Amori knocked it away from Storr originally, and then Crow was there to clean it up.
And you got Moat Meg on the foul. What happened there is Jeffrey Anderson's whistle got stuck with spit. When he blew it, you could see the spit come out, which happens. But that's why the whistle didn't blow like it normally blows.
Caught everybody off guard. Mag out, Hyatt in.
Must not have been a Fox 40 whistle. If you know what it is, it's the best one. He must have. He went to generic whistle. He's got to get a Fox 40.
Crow at the line. 35-28 Rutgers. Free throw too long, no good. Amori the rebound. The Badgers remain down 7 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Jamichael Davis. Pounce dribble between the circles against Storr. A throw to Derek Simpson. Goes into Amori. Single coverage Crow. Amori backing and now a dig from Tyler Wall. He tied him up, but they may get a foul on Wall. They will. It'll be his first. And team foul number 4 against Wisconsin with a minute 47 left in the half. There's still 2 more to give for Wisconsin. Simpson baseline right will inbound. Looking. Gets it into Gavin Griffiths. He'll try a jumper baseline right. That's an air ball. Tapped around and picked up by Tyler Wall of Wisconsin. Wall up the middle. 35-28 Rutgers. Here's a Sejan on the dribble drive. Baseline left and a bad pass. Wanted Storr right corner. Picked off Jamichael Davis. Another Wisconsin turnover. Davis right lane line. Flipped it up in traffic. No good. Wall was there to alter. Crow clears for Wisconsin. 1:22 left in the half. 35-28 Rutgers. Hepburn working off screens from Wall and Crow. Moving left to right. Now throws to Stevie. And turn down the three. Feeds Hepburn. Fakes the three. Chucky out of Storr. Dribbles off the right wing of the lane. Goes up. Blocked by Amori and gathered by his teammate. Jamichael Davis. Amori another rejection. Averages 3 a game. 1 minute left in the first half. 35-28 Rutgers. Simpson off the Amori screen. Into the lane, feeds Hyatt, right wing, Hyatt against Wall. Mid-range jumper is in and out, no good. Rebound is Sejan.
In and out is right.
42 seconds left in that, 35-28 Rutgers. Hepburn on the dribble, turns it out to Storr. He'll flip a three, right wing, that's off the rim, no good. Gavin Griffiths the rebound. 30 seconds left in the half, 35-28 Rutgers as Simpson will hold it. 24 to play, 20 to shoot. Simpson against Chucky Hepburn at the center circle. Chucky knocked it loose. Now Simpson starts to drive. Hepburn hacks him. That'll be his first and the team's 5th. So shot clock is dark. 18.2 left in the half. 35-28 Rutgers.
Defensively, you have to stay locked in. Max Klusman we haven't seen because he picked up the 2 early fouls. That's a big part of why Rutgers has gotten into some of this as well.
Derek Simpson will inbound. Lindsey in for a Sejan. Simpson, baseline right, throws it into Amori. Hands it back to Simpson. They can take the final shot if they want. Down to 12 seconds left in half and Storr reaching in for the foul. His first and team foul number 6. 12.5 left in the first half. Now Gavin Griffiths ready to come right back in for Rutgers and for Jamichael Davis. Jeremiah Williams sideline right will inbound. Send it into Simpson. Flips it back to Williams. Down to 8 seconds left in the half. Williams versus Storr. Williams rocks the dribble. 5 seconds left. Williams kicks it to Omori. Low on the left. Takes a right layup. Good. And that's how the first half will end. Rutgers will go into the locker room up by 9. And a very, very sloppy first 20 minutes for the Wisconsin Badgers. Halfway through here in Piscataway, Rutgers 37, Wisconsin 28. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-1690. CrumExteriors.com.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Garland Knights have been the dominant team, leading Wisconsin 37-28. AJ Storr with 13 points. Otherwise, the Badgers have had very little going in this first half of play as Rutgers will take this 9-point lead into the locker room at the half. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shh. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales. This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime here in Piscataway, 37-28. Rutgers leads Wisconsin. Butchie, I'm going back to your keys to the game, and a couple of them. They're not able to check that box. No easy buckets. That's how Rutgers scored a lot of points. Yeah. Had a lot of them. And 11 first-half turnovers for the Badgers.
And then the last one was they haven't made some shots.
Yep.
8 threes.
Yep.
Right now they sit at 2 of 10
yep.
from 3. So when you give a grade for the first half,
it's not good.
I don't want to give that grade. Not good is right. However, you've got a chance. Rutgers team offensively will give you some opportunities. But here's the other thing. On the defensive end, you've already given up 37 points.
Yeah, right. For a team
Rutgers
that averages 64 a game.
It's not good.
Yeah.
So that's got to tighten up. And then don't turn the ball over, and then that's how you have a comeback.
They find themselves down 9. Rutgers blitzed them right off the opening tip. Badgers got it to within 2, and it's been in that 6-9 range for the last several minutes of the first half. To get the late bucket from Cliff Amore, who has 11 first half points for the Scarlet Knights. Rutgers 37, Wisconsin 28. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. Coming up, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half, Rutgers 37, Wisconsin 28. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
9-point lead for Rutgers at the half. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. And look at these first half stats. Rutgers came into this game in Big Ten play averaging 10 assists per game. It has 13 dimes on the first 16 buckets. I mean, you talk about setting the tone, Brian. The first possession, they get a back screen, a lob to Cliff Amore. And that, yeah, you get the crowd into it like 8 seconds into the game. And they have just been sharing it and getting a lot of easy buckets.
And everyone sees Rutgers' record. But their last two games with Williams back, they're a different team. And he puts a lot of pressure on the rim, which creates then opportunities for the little pocket pass, assist. And that's what has happened a lot of this. Wisconsin, only 3 assists. That tells me, and our eyes have told us that, but Wisconsin has been turned into an isolation team. Now, A.J. Storr's been able to get to the paint. Connor C.J. got to the paint one time. But other than that, that ball isn't moving. And the thing that, to me, is most frightening moving forward, Steve Kroll, 3 shots, yep. 3 total shots. One of them was a drop-off. One of them was off an offensive rebound. And only one post touch. That was his miss. But that was the only time he touched it in the post.
Yeah, and we'll look for that here in the second half. By the way, of those 13 assists, Butch, you were talking about Jeremiah Williams. He has 6 of those 13 assists. 37-28, Rutgers leads Wisconsin at the half. Check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game